It wasn't a perfect start to the season for Norwalk senior quarterback Landon Hookstein last Friday, but it wasn't far off either. Hookstein completed 20 out of 23 passes for 315 yards and 4 touchdowns in the Warriors' 44-20 Week 1 non-district win at Pella. He also picked up 69 yards rushing and 1 TD, and was one of 6 different Norwalk players to score a touchdown. The Warriors have now won 2 straight season openers against a Pella program that has certainly had their number over the years, and that means a lot to Hookstein and his teammates. The 6'4", 200-pound senior QB, who also excels in the classroom at Norwalk, called it a fun start to the season, but says the Warriors just want to keep it rolling as they chase some big goals later this fall.
For our team, like, I think that we all kind of thought we could, but I don't know if we really had like cemented like how good we are. And I think to play like that against a team like Pella, it's a nice pat on the back, but it's also like gives us some unfinished business. We think we can make it pretty deep this year.
As a first-year starter in 2021, Hookstein completed 62.4% of his pass attempts for 1,687 yards and 18 touchdowns while being intercepted just 6 times. He also led the Warriors with 411 rushing yards and 8 TDs. With his top 3 receivers back from last year in Dylan Rank, Braden Carlson, and Kayla Rodman, as well as more weapons with players like Jackson Campbell and Skylar Olson, Hookstein is looking to pick up where he left off a year ago and then some.
It was my first year on varsity last year, so I think, especially at the beginning of the season, I was maybe a little inexperienced. I think the team as a whole, just we have a little more confidence now, and we're able to do a little more advanced stuff because we have some older guys, especially on the offensive side. I think last year was really a good growing year for me to be where I'm at this year.
Longtime Norwalk head coach Paul Patterson views Hookstein as one of the more cerebral quarterbacks he has coached, and he trusts the senior signal caller to make the proper adjustments and audibles with the play clock winding down. When asked about Hookstein's biggest improvement from last year to now, Patterson did not hesitate.
Leadership. That's number one. Just from the standpoint that he now is not afraid to tell everybody what they're supposed to be doing and what the expectation is. And then if they fall short of that expectation, he is letting them know what needs to be done next time in order for it to be better. And he talked a little bit about understanding what everybody's doing. He now knows what all 11 people are supposed to be doing on each play. And that makes a huge difference when he walks up to the line of scrimmage to make a check, or whether or not something's going to work or not work, and get us into what he thinks will work and making sure that everybody knows what they're doing.
Hookstein says that knowing everyone's job on each play is something that comes with experience and developing a more clear vision of what's in front of him when he breaks the huddle. He also credits his teammates for contributing observations and ideas, all helping Hookstein to slow down the pace of the action in his head.
I think just knowing, especially offensive line-wise, like last year if I had to change a play at the line of scrimmage, it was kind of a guess at times. This year, I'm able to just see everything a little more clearly and understand what the guys up front are doing, and we can make a lot of things work and just be better at reacting to what the defense gives us pre-snap or after the snap. Yeah, I'm able to think clearer. It's like it's almost just kind of like a little bit less of a high pressure environment. I know what I can get into based on what I'm seeing, and our guys up front, they're good about letting me know a little bit on the sideline or even on the snap what they're seeing too, because making sure we're on the same page.
Even though Norwalk and Pella haven't met during every two-year schedule cycle, last Friday marked just the third time in 26 years that Patterson has coached the Warriors to victory over the Dutch. Norwalk's number one offense scored on 6 out of 7 drives at Pella, and Patterson says Hookstein deserves much of the credit for that.
You can't ask for anything better than that. I mean, it was, obviously it wasn't perfect, but one far off from a perfect game.
With Hookstein running the show behind an improving offensive line, having a promising running back in Dominic Tigner, and being blessed with a receiving core like Rank, Carlson, Rodman, Campbell, and Olson, Coach Patterson feels like this year's Norwalk offense has the potential to be explosive on a consistent basis if they continue to work hard.
We know that we've got 5 guys on a consistent basis at the receiver position that we can get the football to. And if you can man us up, I don't know how many people are going to have 4 guys or 5 guys that can run with all of our guys. And so we like to think we can be explosive, but we also have to make sure we take care of the football and we adjust to what's being thrown at us and make sure that we are not complacent with where we're at and still try to focus on what can we do to get better.
Hookstein feels blessed to have the group of receivers he does and says there are no excuses for not being able to find an open target on any given play. He also likes the chemistry between himself and the receivers as they strive to always be on the same page.
On Friday night, we had 6 different guys score a touchdown. Yeah. Like, I'm not sure very many other teams can say that. Like, we have weapons, and it's almost my due diligence to get them the ball. Like, they're beating their guys, the O-line's blocking up front. I mean, they're doing the work. I'm just handing them the ball.
Hookstein adds that confidence, maturity, and consistency will be the keys to Norwalk maintaining a potent offensive attack throughout the fall. If the Warriors can avoid some of the unforced errors that hurt them at times last year, he is hopeful that the 2022 season can last well into November.
I think we're still just taking it one game at a time, week to week, but I think we all just kind of have the confidence, and the team bond's really good this year, which goes a long way. Like, nobody wants to get out early. We want to be in it for the long run.
Reporting on the Jeremy Dingeman Concrete Football Friday Night Preview Show, this is Mike Effner for KNIA KRLS.